I'll probably be banging on about this till Jesus comes, I think. Our Christianity is so self-centered. It's about what's in it for me, what's in it for me, what about my gifts, what about me, what about me, what about me, as Joyce Meyer says. It's been brought home very forcefully to me this morning because on Sunday I've got to speak on John 3, 16 to 18, and of course that's what we customarily call the gospel call. And as I looked at it, I realised that there has to be a different way of looking at it. Got to start seeing it from God's perspective, that he is the one that's done the initiating. He is the one that's called us back to himself. He's the one that's made the way open because he so loved what he had created. We must never forget that we are the sheep. He is the shepherd. We are the created. He is the creator. And if we keep that in mind, our Christianity will become God-centered, not self-centered. I don't see any sheep going up to the shepherd and saying, excuse me, but I think this is what I need and you need to take me here or there or somewhere else. The sheep doesn't tell the shepherd what to do. Why is it that we've developed a Christianity that is so me-centered that when we don't get our prayers answered, we get quite piqued and peeved about it? I'm reading a book called Brothers, We Are Not Professionals by John Piper, absolutely excellent writer. And really, he's got a couple of chapters in that that are bringing us back to the fact that God created us for his glory. The chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. Is that your chief end? If it isn't this morning, I think you need to sit down and think about who's on top in the relationship. Whether God himself is what you're after, or whether it is what he can provide you with and give you. Because if it's the latter, you need to have a rethink, darling. You really do need to look at the scriptures and have a rethink. God bless you.